Hello, my peeps. Welcome back to Leadership Playground with Improve It. I am your host, Erin Deal. I am so excited you press play today, my peeps. Welcome to the podcast. If you are new here, we call ourselves the peeps community. So if you're wondering why I'm like, hey, peeps, that's why. So today, and every month on the show, just so you know, we have a theme that we dive into, and we are diving into a topic based on community today, our theme of the month, and a topic that is literally everywhere right now. We work with so many leaders across so many industries, and they could be Fortune 500, Fortune 100, they could be mid-sized businesses, but everybody's got this on the brain. AI, artificial intelligence, automation, efficiency, optimization. And while all of that is important, let me tell you, I love some automation, and I am a fan of AI. So today is not about bashing it. Today's episode is called Human Skills Are Greater Than AI, The Joy Advantage. And I want to start with something bold, okay? AI can process faster than you. This is true. It can write faster than you. This is true. It can analyze faster than you. This is true. But here's the but. It cannot, and it will not, build trust like you. It will not, and it cannot, build psychological safety like you. And it will not, and cannot, inspire courage like you. And this is my favorite. It will not, and it cannot, generate real joy. So today, I am breaking this into five different categories so you can walk away with a specific framework for why human skills are the true competitive advantage. I almost said computer advantage. Why human skills are the true competitive advantage. And I'm also going to talk to you about how joy is not fluffy. It's strategic. All right. So you're like, oh, she's just going to talk to me about joy, fluff, woo, woo. Listen, I got strategy behind this, all right? So from my haters, hate on and wait on. So here's the first bucket I want to talk to you about. We have a problem. We're optimizing the wrong thing. Let's just be honest here for a minute. All organizations, literally all, I don't know one that isn't, is sprinting toward AI adoption. And that makes sense. I totally get it. It can increase efficiency. AI can reduce manual tasks. It can analyze massive data sets in seconds. But here is what is quietly happening. We are optimizing systems, and we are underdeveloping humans. Gallup research continues to show disengagement across industries. Burnout is high. Trust in leadership is fragile. And here's the uncomfortable truth. No AI tool fixes disengagement. No automation rebuilds trust. No chatbot repairs psychological safety. You feel me? We are not suffering from a technology gap. We are suffering from a human skill gap. And that gap, y'all, is widening. Because when pressure increases, empathy decreases. When speed increases, presence decreases. When output becomes the focus, joy disappears. And joy is not optional. It is not optional. It is energy. Joy is creativity. Joy is resilience. Joy is connection. Which leads me to the epiphany here. Joy is the strategic advantage. Here's the shift. Human skills are not soft skills. And people, we have changed our title of skills. We used to say we are an improv-infused soft skill development company. No, we are an improv-infused talent development company who trains on human skills, aka power skills, because things like communication, adaptability, emotional intelligence, psychological safety, collaboration, these are the skills that AI cannot replace. These are the skills that AI cannot replace. Research consistently shows that teams with high psychological safety outperform those without it. People who feel connected and valued are more innovative. Employees who experience positive emotions at work are more resilient and productive. Joy is not a distraction from performance. Joy fuels performance. When people feel safe, they experiment. When they feel seen, they speak. When they feel energized, they create. So AI can assist your workflow. That is for sure. But only humans can transform your culture. And that is the joy advantage. This is also why spaces like Leadership Playground matter. And this is our new community that we've built for the peeps here at Improve It. Because when AI tools evolve quickly, human skills require practice. And Leadership Playground is built for leaders who want to sharpen their communication, confidence, and cultural impact in real time. It's not about competing with AI. It's about becoming irreplaceably human. So, here are the four human skills that can outperform AI. Let's break this into four clear advantages, all right? Number one, skill one, emotional intelligence. AI can detect sentiment. It cannot feel empathy. Emotional intelligence is the ability to read a room, to regulate yourself, and respond intentionally. And when leaders lack this, teams shrink. When leaders develop this, teams expand. I want you to ask yourself this. When tension rises in a meeting, do you escalate or stabilize? Because that, my friend, is a human skill. And it requires skill. Let me tell you, it requires skill. All right, here's skill number two. All right, skill number two that outperforms AI. Psychological safety. We all know AI can generate ideas. So many ideas. But it cannot create safety for others to share theirs. Psychological safety is literally the foundation of innovation. It is the baseline. So when people feel safe, they speak up. When they feel judged, they shut down. If your team is quiet, the issue is not intelligence. It is legit safety. Here is skill three, all right? The third skill that outperforms AI, the third human skill, I should say, creative collaboration. So AI can generate options. I mean, we know this, but it cannot build shared ownership. Collaboration is not just exchanging ideas. It is literally a co-creation. It is building on each other's thinking. It is a disagreement without destruction. It is the heart of yes and. We teach here at Improve It. Yes and is one of the biggest fundamentals of improv comedy that we teach to leaders and teams all over the world. And it is truly a mechanism that I wish everyone could take and could incorporate into their lives and into their organizations because it is co-creation. And it's literally not challenging ideas with negativity, but challenging them with an I hear you and. It is not agreeing. It is an and. It is thank you for sharing and. And we're practicing this inside our Leadership Playground membership program. Literally, I'm so excited. We're practicing this exact dialogue. We're not debating. We're not performing. It is legit dialogue. All right. Here's skill number four that humans have and will continue to have that outperforms AI, joyful presence. Okay, AI might give you a, ha, that's funny, but it doesn't really laugh. It gives you like the people-pleasing celebration, but it doesn't give you that verbally. It doesn't pat you on the back with a real human hand. And AI does not create shared emotional moments. Joyful presence is the ability to bring energy, levity, and humanity into work. And before you dismiss joy as unprofessional, I want you to understand this. Positive emotion broadens thinking. It increases cognitive flexibility. It enhances problem solving. And joy makes people braver, and brave people innovate. I got a little side story for you on this one. I recently worked with an organization, a really awesome organization. Their name is going to be remain silent to protect the innocent. It's a good story, but just to give you, you know, that was for me, not for you. So this company is awesome. And they had us come in and do a workshop with their senior leaders because they have a really big growth ambition that they are working towards. And they wanted us to get leadership to be excited about it. So we did our taking initiative and creative work, risk workshop with this group. And as we were ready to go into the workshop, we had already decided that we were doing it. We had already signed an agreement. They literally already paid us. And the COO of the organization asked to speak with me. And this was not who I was working with directly. But he really challenged me on the ROI, which I always say we measure the ROO of this workshop. He's a numbers guy. I get it. Numbers are down. They're not what they're hoping for. And he is trying to understand how this is going to be productive. So I gave him all of the reasons that I know to be true. And I said, listen, at the end of the workshop, if you're not happy, I want you to talk to me about it and we'll see what we can do. He hugged me after, you guys. He hugged me. And what he didn't realize was how deeply this room needed the positive emotion, how deeply this room needed the joy, how much joy made them braver and was able to get them thinking outside the box and creatively. It was really, really wonderful to witness. And I know we'll be working with this organization for years to come. It was just one of those moments where it was strategy and analytics meets heart and human skills. And those two things butt heads a lot of the time. But what really happened was they sort of held hands. Instead of butting heads, they held hands. And it was just this beautiful marriage of how joy can really help people innovate. So I want to leave you with that. I hope you're enjoying the show, my peeps. We will be right back after a quick break from our sponsors. Thank you for supporting those who support the show. Hi, my peeps. If you're tired of leadership development that feels heavy, rigid, or performative, we've built something different. Leadership Playground is a joy-filled reset from the corporate grind. It's a vibrant community designed specifically for people leaders navigating burnout, change fatigue, and the pressure to do more with less in an increasingly automated world. Now, through improv-based experiences and practical leadership exercises, you will master the human skills that technology cannot replace. Confident communication, creative thinking, adaptability under pressure, authentic connection, courageous leadership. Now, this is not a box-checking program. Let's get that straight. It is a space to loosen the corporate armor, experiment without fear of failure, and lead with renewed confidence and courage. Now, our new experiences begin the first of every month with live workshops on the second Tuesday of every month at 1 p.m. Eastern. If you are ready for a break from the corporate grind and return to human leadership, join us on the playground. You can find the link to Leadership Playground in the show notes. Can't wait to see you there. Come play. You are listening to Workday Playdate on the Passion Struck Network. Now back to the show. All right, my peeps. This Joy Advantage framework, those five steps to becoming irreplaceable and being the best human you can be. Let's make this actionable, all right? So step one, you're going to slow down your response. So before you reply, you react, or escalate, I want you to pause, because regulation is leadership. Step two, I want you to ask better questions. This is your joy advantage framework that I want you to take into the next few months and see where you go. Step two, ask better questions. So instead of solving immediately, I want you to ask, what are we missing? Who has not spoken? What would make this safer? Step three, I want you to celebrate micro wins, because joy compounds in small moments. If somebody does something new and it works, celebrate. If somebody admits a mistake, celebrate. Celebrate the wins and the fails and watch what happens. All right, here is step four. You're going to invite contribution. So you're going to move from telling people to inviting, from directing to engaging. And this is where the tag "you're it" comes into play. This is inside of our new leadership community called Leadership Playground, where our members are invited to step into these leadership conversations, share experiences, and even guest spot on this show. And I can't wait to start introducing you to our Peeps community. I know we're going to have such an amazing group of humans joining us. Because I will tell you this, community multiplies human skill. So invite that contribution. And step five, you're going to audit your energy, not just the output. So after meetings, ask, did this energize us or deplete us? Because productivity without energy is unsustainable, but joy sustains performance. So human skills, y'all, do not develop in isolation. They sharpen in community, and you become more emotionally intelligent in conversations. You become more adaptable in challenge. You become more confident when others reflect your strengths back to you. And that, my peeps, is the purpose of our new membership program, Leadership Playground. It's a room where leaders practice, a room where human skills are strengthened, a room where joy is not sidelined but integrated. So if you're serious about building leadership that outlasts technological shifts, this is the room. And you can explore it in the link in our show notes. We can't wait to see you there. I hope you join. Bring your team, bring your friends, bring a leader who needs a community. But I want to just close with this. AI is powerful, but it is a tool. You are the differentiator. Your empathy, your presence, your ability to inspire, your ability to bring joy into pressure-filled rooms, that is the irreplaceable part. And the leaders who lean into that will not be replaced. They will be relied upon. All right. So your play day practice this week, I want you to focus on one thing. I want you to bring one moment of intentional joy into your work. I want you to celebrate someone publicly. I want you to ask one curious question. Pause before reacting. Choose presence over speed. Your human skills are greater than AI, and joy is the advantage. And until next time, keep playing. Keep leading and keep being irreplaceably human. I'll see you next time on another Playdate.